Reporting on politics and public policy is supported by the Center for Western Studies at Augustana University.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Andrea Thompson was born in Pierre, South Dakota. She attended Lincoln High School in Sioux Falls and graduated from Harrisburg High School. And she brings 25 years of U.S. military service to her role as Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security. Tomorrow at the Beacom Institute of Technology Collaboration Center at Dakota State University in Madison, Andrea gives a presentation on cybersecurity tasks and challenges. Andrea Thompson, welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Lori.
So welcome back home to South Dakota when the weather is just as welcoming as you probably remember it being over the years.
Well, I tell folks I was a paper carrier for the Artist Leader for about 6 years, and that built stamina. But yeah, our flight was canceled, so I'm actually, we rented a car late last night, so I am now in Minnesota en route to Sioux Falls. So I'll be there in time to speak with the University of South Dakota Distinguished Lecture Series tonight about 5:30 for those folks that want to backstroke over to the Sioux Falls Country Club.
All right, so intrepid already. And so when you first entered the military, cybersecurity was not really in the lexicon, and now it's everywhere. Let's start with, like, people sort of imagining themselves into these jobs, into these roles, because when you and I graduated from high school, this is one of those things that didn't really exist. What's your message for people today to sort of start thinking about the kinds of cybersecurity careers that not only exist right now, but that could exist in the future that we still have yet to imagine?
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, cybersecurity, it permeates every aspect of the life, whether you're a young child reading on an iPad now or a senior citizen, you know, FaceTiming with your grandkids. The cyber connects all of us. And we're doing some really interesting work at the State Department, and that's one of the primary reasons that I'm coming back to South Dakota for the next few days. The great work that's being done at Dakota State University and their cyber program, the great work at the University of South Dakota on getting the international and the business aspects of cybersecurity, and telling young folks what's out there. And at the State Department, we lead it with digital diplomacy. And so I'm coming back. I'm going to talk to some Whittier middle school students and the Rotary, really just sharing the message that what opportunities at the State Department to serve your country and to work in the emerging field of cybersecurity and artificial intelligence, among other technologies. It's really an exciting time.
All right. So how do you get middle school students excited about that? What are the sort of things that they light up over? Because it can seem pretty nebulous and vague.
I think it's exposure. Like I think back to, you know, when I was 13 or 14 years old and what you were focused on. But, you know, it's really just if you can reach out and touch to a couple of students there that go, oh, you know, that sounds really interesting. And it may not resonate when you're 13, but it may resonate when you're 19 and sitting at State or U or School of Mines or Dakota State going, hey, there was this person back when I was a kid that said, this is something I can do. What's the State Department about? And just, again, kind of widening the aperture of opportunities that are available.
How did you end up on this path? Were there, you know, a million different turning points, or was there one sort of significant moment where you said, yep, this is the direction that I need to go in?
I'd say probably a combination of both. I mean, the foundation was my upbringing in South Dakota. And I tell folks that at every opportunity as I travel the globe. The education that I got in the public schools of Minnehaha County and Lincoln County, graduated from USC. And so the foundation of just that intellectual curiosity, you know, sparked the interest. But quite candidly, I started in ROTC at Prairie Fire Battalion down at USC. And headed over to Germany and did intelligence work, just was surrounding myself with great people, great mentors. And that's the other message that I'll be sharing with the schools, is, you know, seek and find a mentor. And if you are in a position in your life to reach out and find someone to mentor. So it's those leadership examples that I tell folks, you know, when I joined the Army after graduation from college, I wouldn't have thought I'd be the Undersecretary of State for our great nation a few years later.
Yeah, briefing the Vice President there. And
yeah, no, it's just been, again, it's just been very fortunate telling folks, you know, you work hard and surround yourself with good folks and good things happen.
Is it astonishing to you how much the intelligence community has changed in the United States military from those early days?
It did. You know, the skill set has remained the same, you know, the analytically attuned and intellectually curious folks, but it's really the technology that's enabled us. And partnership and sharing, you know, as we work with partners and allies in their intelligence communities. And we've learned such a great deal after 9/11 and the horrific event of that day that really brought the intelligence community into the modern era. So learned a lot of lessons learned, and we continue to make great strides, but technology is a key enabler of that.
Tell me about digital diplomacy or cyber diplomacy. Say more about that, because we don't hear much about that.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So in the State Department, you know, we've got about 15,000 foreign service officers and about 271 embassies and consulates. We have a global footprint. We represent the United States abroad. So when you talk about cyber diplomacy, those norms of behavior, you know, when Russia tries to meddle in an election, it's not only a U.S. response, but it's an allied response as well. So we work with our partner countries on technology and also on policy. So again, really interesting new step in the State Department.
You have served as Deputy Assistant to the President and National Security Advisor to Vice President Mike Pence. Do you think that there is a strong understanding in Washington, D.C. of the cyber risks that we're facing right now? Do you see a commitment to investing not only in workforce development and in technology, but in an overall policy? Are we headed in the right direction, or are there warning bells that are going off for you?
No, absolutely. I mean, the Trump administration has really tackled this head on, both from their cyber strategy they developed and then in recent weeks, the artificial intelligence strategy. So putting the money and the efforts into it and pushing that policy forward, working across our interagency. It's not only the State Department, Department of Defense, Department of Homeland Security, across the whole interagency. Abroad, working with key partners, as you're seeing as we push back on Chinese infiltration into our networks, Russian infiltration. So it's got an incredible amount of emphasis with the administration, and really look forward to taking it the next step.
Andrea Thompson, Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security, on her way to South Dakota for a couple of presentations. You can see her at the Beacom Institute of Technology Collaboration Center at Dakota State University in Madison Friday. That's tomorrow at 2 p.m. local time. Undersecretary Thompson, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Laurie. It's great to be home.